have it and move on. But
well, I wonder too if it if that isn't part of it, the burden of getting a lunch ready, it's significant. It's a lot of work.
Well, and then if enough people show up or don't show up.
Right. And even the location, would it make any sense to, and this is probably a conversation we should have with the whole group, but would it make any sense to do it differently than how we are with the round robin, mm-hmm. going to different locations? I think that was intended to make it easier so that people, Dutch John doesn't always have to come over here.
Right.
But
they do have to come over twice.
Twice, yeah.
So is there a better scenario that way? And even to add, maybe even have a virtual component to it, where
sure.
if people have a constraint, that they could hop on the phone
still
or
participate.
Something. Yeah.
I would like to have the conversation with both towns in the county to problem solve it rather than do it through email.
Yeah.
And say, let's have next week's or next month's meeting and let's work this out rather than us say one thing and
right.
three others and then keep an email chat conversation going that's going to be harder to...
Yeah. I think that's a good approach. I'd like to do it next month and let's have
this
discussion.
It's not just our meeting. And
even the meetings that there's only been maybe five or six people to, there's been things that have been discussed and brought up that were helpful.
Sure.
Because that's the other thing I've tracked is who's at the meeting, just who's right. been there and... we've had a couple, but there's not been very many participants, but there were good conversations that come from.
And the rapport building, I think, is still very necessary. Would you be willing to send an email that
sure.
responds to this, that if mm-hmm. you guys are good with it, just to say, let's have the one next time? And
I can ask Carrie it.
And if she doesn't want to do lunch, don't.
Brown bagger or something.
Who's in the rotation next month?
I believe it's Dutch John. I don't remember now.
I think it's
Manila.
I think it's Manila.
I think it's the town of Manila and then Dutch John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just share some of the thoughts of the values and... at least as we see them.
Okay, that's a good path. Looks like there's some correspondence from the Forest Service.
It's kind of a follow-up on what Jack brought up last week with the National Recreation Area Plan.
And I have not had a chance to review the plan yet. I misspoke. If I could jump to calendar sort of in the mix.
Sure.
There was not a CLG meeting last week. It's this week at 9 a.m. And this will be a topic. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to make it there or not.
Thursday?
Yes. At the Conservation District office in Lyman.
While we're jumping back and forth, and I'm fine with correspondence and calendar kind of intermingling. Thursday, there's a phone call, Google Meets, a Zoom meeting with Seven County and the Forest Service about the ski resort.
Is it on the calendar?
It was an email that was sent to me. I don't know if you guys got it or not, but I can forward it to Peggy. Did you get that?
3:30?
Yep.
I see it on the calendar for you, Zoom link. At least you've responded to it. And it looks like you were the only one of us on it. which is fine.
Well, I want to make sure you guys can join if you'd like to. Let me see if I can forward that email.
And then, correspond to that, I got a text, or I think it was a text, from John Sturmer, who's the attorney for Seven County, wanting to get a hold of Kent to start working on an agreement of how things can go forward for the payment side of things.
He did. He reached out to me. I sent him my email address. I'm just waiting for him to send me what he wanted to send.
Okay.
Peggy, you get the commission emails? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just sent that.
Thank you.
Any other correspondence or calendar?
Yes. Some election related things. June 19th is Juneteenth is the official date. It appears that Utah is celebrating that on Monday, 17th. So we're just looking for some clarification if the county is going to celebrate it on that date, because of that week is also the week that we're doing early voting, and so
what works best for you?
Since Utah is doing it the 17th, we'd like to have the county pick that date as well, but we wanted to bring it up here in this meeting, and we talked to Nancy about it a little bit. She said to talk to you guys and Carrie, so make sure that was...
With a question, Carrie, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay. How's our payroll set up right now? Is for regarding Juneteenth, or is it set up similar to the state holiday or the state observance of the 17th, or is it set up that the 19th would be the holiday?
Our policy says June 19th. So that's how payroll's set up, but we can change that. If you want.
I don't have a problem changing it. Would we have to go through an agenda? Do we have it on the agenda?
No, it's not. It's just a correspondence calendar item at this point in time.
What would be the nuts and bolts if we wanted to do it, to change it to the 17th? Just amend the language to be the Monday nearest the holiday, or when it's in the middle of the week, or I don't know how it could be written, but when it's any other day but Monday or a weekend, that it occur on a Monday?
We would just need to, if that's how the state's doing it, there should be some language that they've used.
Right. Can you foresee any issues, or would we have to agendize it to do a policy amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
We probably ought to try to do that next week if we can.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of time. I'm not opposed to doing it on Monday. If that's what the state's doing, it's kind of nice to have it on the front end or the back end of a weekend anyway. But if that's what the state's doing, I don't have a problem following their example.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be too loosey-goosey. You know, we just celebrate it whenever we want to, but if there's reason to do it on a day other than the 19th, then I'd be fine with that.
So the code, or the state's language says that the Juneteenth National Freedom Day holiday is on June 19th if that day is a Monday. If June 19th is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, the Juneteenth National Freedom holiday is on the immediately preceding Monday. If June 19th is on a Saturday or Sunday, the Juneteenth National Freedom Day holiday is on the immediately following Monday.
pretty simple.
I'd be okay
adopting
that, at least for discussion.
Uh-huh. Or putting on
for
the
next
agenda.
Week. Yeah. Could you send that to Brian, Kerry, and then we'll put that on the agenda for next week?
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. What else for calendar?
Just for your information also on the elections, June 25th is the June general primary election, so we would need to cancel commission meeting that day. And
on the 25th?
25th of June.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Just giving you a month notice to prepare. We're trying to get our things. Also, we were trying to have the logic and accuracy this Thursday, but we've pushed it to 2 weeks from now on the Wednesday, the 5th of June, 9 a.m. Okay. Any of you want to come participate in that?
June 5th?
We'd encourage
you. Do I do it on Tuesday? If you want us there. Or do you have to have other people coming?
It's just we have to advertise it, and we could change it, I guess. We'd just have to have 10 days notice, so I think we'd have that if we wanted to do it in the afternoon or something.
It'd be easier to participate. It was the same day. Watch me have to be gone, but I'm just saying it.
Generally,
the odds go up.
I think that's the 4th. Then that would be June 4th.
If it doesn't scramble your stuff up, but if we don't need to be there, you don't want us there.
Well, no, you are invited to be there. It's a public logic and accuracy, so everybody's invited. But rarely do we have more than Randy was at the last one, and I think Matt's been to one or two, and so
I think I've been to one over the years.
Yeah.
Not many.
So, we could...
Keep what you're doing.
Yeah, because it's been... We reposted it from this week to the 5th, but we can repost it again. It's not that big of a deal.
No. Stick with it.
So, that's all of the calendar that I had. Oh, I did mention I won't be here next week. But.
Okay. Anything else from you, Randy?
No.
Jack. Okay.
Looks like we're starting up our this Thursday. Looks like we're starting up the legislative committees during the interim, and there will be the Policy Steering Committee for Government Operations will be at 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 23rd. And to back up to legislation, I guess. And I assume everybody may have that. It looks like we have a new leadership in it. Ryan McKenzie, the clerk from Davis County, and Lanny Chapman, the clerk from Salt Lake County. Issues will be AI and protection of voter signatures, availability of documents, ballot requirements and declarations of candidacy, county versus municipal election processes, election security, candidate nominations, bifurcation of elections, personal data and voter registration records, and then state agency contact information, boundary line agreements, municipal incorporation process, Title 17 recodification. So, looks like it's going to be busy meetings. Thanks.
Okay. Let's take a quick recess before we jump into policy and legislation. We've got a 10:30 with Ray Rubel.
I've got Sunrise would like to. And what time is your meeting?
Okay.
It's
not very
long. Okay, let's jump to that then.
Ray Rubel will have to be tabled.
Okay.
Mary Jean has been in the hospital.
Oh.
And it's a surprise to Ray, and he doesn't know. So we're trying to.
Okay.
I'm working with the Ogden group to try and still keep it a surprise, but it may not be a surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, let's jump into item number one, discussion and consideration of notice to proceed for West Tech for the Dutch Shawn Water Treatment Plant equipment build. Trevor and Aaron.
And
I guess Brian,
looks like Brian's
online as well.
That's a copy of our concurrence letter we were waiting for from the State Division of Drinking Water for our pilot study for the records. We're ready to proceed and get a notice to proceed to West Tech for the construction of the membrane equipment, the treatment plant equipment. We were waiting for our concurrence letter from the state that they concurred with our pilot study and moving forward with the West Tech equipment. It is not construction approval. We still have to submit our final construction drawings to the state, which we're hoping to have done by the end of May, first part of June, to get the state to proceed with construction or approve construction. But we would like a notice to proceed from the commission, and then we can let Carrie know to go ahead and pay the 10% to get them building the equipment to start our 18-week lead time period on the equipment.
Right.
But we did want to wait. We pulled this off the agenda in February, first part of March, because we needed, we realized
wait
we didn't
state.
Have this letter yet.
Right.
So today we're just asking for notice to proceed to West Tech so that we can get that ball rolling.
So it's not a plan approval to construct for the construction.
Correct. Building, not the building. Right.
Full-scale treatment facility.
Correct. It is concurrence of our pilot study and concurrence that the West Tech membrane and the GAC system will work, and we have approval to start the getting of that equipment being built.
We hereby concur with the preliminary design report for the proposed Dutch Shawn membrane plant, TP002. So it doesn't say anything about giving us permission to have them start building it.
No, it's they agree with the his concurrence that equipment will treat the water per pilot study permission or pilot study's parameters, and that is an approved method.
Right, and so moving forward. Just so I understand the layers as it goes through, even before the bond can get done for the final construction phase with using the CIB money, you're working on it. We don't have the whole construction plan together yet, right, with bids?
Yeah, and that's what Trevor's saying. Like in 2 weeks, we'll have a 90% plan review that will go to the state for their approval. So this is approval of the equipment. So the equipment that, confirming that the equipment that we proposed will work for the water, and then we'll turn in 3 weeks the actual building layout and things to the state, so they can look and say, yeah, we concur. The way you're putting this together looks fine. Everything looks good. They have a formal review period of that. If they're quick about it, we might see that at the end of June, first part of July. That's if they're quick about it. They can go longer, and then we'll just when they get those final approvals then. When we can see it coming, then we can bid out the actual building of putting everything together. and then that's when you'll have enough bid tabs to give to CIB so that we can actually close the loan.
Okay. I just want to make sure we've got the cart behind the horse.
No.
At each stage.
And one other...
It seems like one of those little spots where I don't want to leave it to their interpretation.
Well,
we've overstepped or we're spending money that we shouldn't be spending.
To clarify your point, Little Jack, we did have to have the state's approval of West Tech before we even did the pilot plant.
Right.
So we've had the state's approved the West Tech equipment before we did our pilot study, and then now they're concurring with our pilot results, which makes us feel comfortable giving that 10% to West Tech and starting that process.
Understood. At this point, to speak frankly, it won't matter what we're comfortable with because we have to get reimbursed.
Yes.
And I don't want to leave any gaps where they may say, well, no, we're not. Just as long as there's communication with them that we're going to spend that money before we spend it and make sure that they're good reimbursing us.
Yeah, and maybe to answer your question, I think the question you're getting at, too, is that there is still $1 million left in the ARPA funds.
Right.
They're already authorized to go. So,
right.
So we're still a little ways away from even needing the CIB money yet.
No, I'm speaking about the ARPA money.
Okay.
That, yes, we have approved, we've got this step done, making sure that we're not surprising them by putting in for another, because we didn't get the whole thing at once, right? We're doing it in chunks, so we have to get...
Yeah, they transfer pieces of it.
As we submit for reimbursement or whatever. I just want to make sure that we're not surprising them by spending that on that.
Yeah.
And I believe we're on the same page.
Very good communication with them.
Because this was the reason we held up on this was the communication with Sarah from Division of Drinking Water directly. Mm-hmm. That they hadn't approved our pilot results yet. So that's why we pulled back on it and made sure we had this concurrence letter before we move forward with that process.
I would just give her a call and say, you know, this is what we're planning on doing and make sure she's good when she sees the reimbursement come in.
They want us to spend it almost as much as Trevor wants us to spend it. Not almost.
Almost.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And as long as we're still keeping enough slack for the tank build.
And that's after the tank cost, I think, is the millions left over after all the tank bills would be paid.
Yeah. Okay. As long as our cash flow's doing what it's supposed to.
Yep. Yeah, we're good. Right.
I'd make a motion to approve it unless there's other questions.
So approve the notice to proceed to West Tech for the Deschamps Water Treatment Plant equipment built.
Yes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the notice to proceed to West Tech for the Deschamps Water Treatment Plant equipment built.
With a caveat that there's maybe, I'm probably beating the dead horse, but at least an email from them or something saying they're good with moving forward with this part in terms of reimbursable expenses.
Okay. And we can send the email to that letter is essentially saying that as well, too, just in a different way, but we'll confirm that too.
Yeah, just so we're covered. One way or the other that we don't find ourselves out of whack with them.
Okay.
Sounds good. Been burned too many times in some of those, especially on the chlorine end of the world.
Got it.
So,
all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Just, it's more of a verification.
Just to over-communicate rather than under, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Aaron. Trevor, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for all your
Ryan,
hard work on keeping
thank
this
you.
Moving.
Well, I'm keeping it moving, trust me.
Take
they
care.
Fill the whip every week.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you being
thanks,
with us
Brian.
Virtually.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Is anybody opposed to a short recess?
No.
All right. We'll take a short recess and come back in about 5 minutes.
And we're tabling number 5?
Table number 5.
Yes.
I was wondering, you were looking a little down in the dumps.
Yeah.
That chair was low.
Yeah. You guys recess?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Quick question.